You're listening to the Femme Codes podcast, a sacred space for your erotic empowerment and full-bodied liberation. I'm your host, Samaya, and I am a feminine embodiment guide and somatic mentor leading women into liberation through pleasure, sex, and relational ecstasy. Here to bring you awakening conversations that will leave you turned on, excited, and begging for more. Hi loves, welcome to another episode of the Femme Codes podcast. I'm your host Samaya, and in this podcast, I'm going to be dropping into what makes sex tantric, what is tantric sex, and bringing a deeper understanding to what it really is and how we can access the technology of tantra to up-level the way that we experience intimacy, the way that we experience deep embodied sex and connection with both ourselves and our lovers. So this is going to be a really juicy episode, and I'm super excited to just roll on with what the channel is wanting right now and to trust what is moving through me. And it's fire. It's pure fire, and there's just so much alignment with this topic today. So first of all, I just want to make the distinction between tantra and neo-tantra. So classical tantra is very much it's the ancient lineage and the original teaching of tantra from the tantra scripts. And this often involved mantras, yantras, mudras, worship or puja, Vrata, which means disciplined observance, and yoga and other practices that were in support of tantra itself. And classical tantra was traditionally passed down from teacher to student. There was rigorous training ensured that the essential message and techniques were preserved over many generations. By intense practice, tantric yogis discovered which techniques worked well and which didn't for them. So basically, if you're studying under a teacher from an established lineage, you could be sure that you're being pointed in the right direction around tantra. So it is a path that requires commitment, maturity, refined awareness, and it doesn't happen overnight. So tantra is a consistent practice that we engage in as a path to liberation, as a path to awakening, and really realizing that God is in every moment, that God is already here. And in reality, only a small portion of tantra has anything to really do with sex. In the original text, there are only a very few of the scriptures that involved sex in their practices. However, it is very much one of the rare spiritual lineages that allows tantra and sex to be together and allows spirituality and sex to merge together. So it's a path that is really deeply rooted in God, and specifically the lineage that I am most familiar with and geek out on and study all the time is non-dual Shaiva Tantra. And really nothing that can be said in words or that our minds are capable of understanding is sufficient to describe or understand the absolute truth of it. The underlying teachings, however, of Neo-Tantra originate from the 1960s when various teachers came through, one of them being Osho. And this is kind of the newer version of Tantra that we see coming through and often involves a lot of sacred sexuality teachings. And it's more of a modern and westernized variation of classical tantra or traditional tantra. And neo-tantra ends up as this blend of traditional tantra, psychology, shadow work, embodiment, shamanic elements, and various other practices from other conscious healing modalities that kind of encompasses more of the neo-tantric field that we see today. So a lot of what I share is around the neo-tantric side, and however, it does pull from traditional tantra, and a lot of what I share is infused into that as well from traditional tantra. So just to really bring that discernment and that recognition and understanding for the reverence of the classical tantric lineage, that it isn't just about sex. And there is a really beauty to the classical tantric teachings. However, the neo-tantric side also has its medicine and there is a real beauty that I have completely expanded through Neo Tantra as well. However, both do have a focus on liberation and pleasure when taught correctly or taught in alignment to the teaching of those two energetics. So in this episode, I'm going to be dropping us into how to have tantric sex. What are the codes of tantric sex? Specifically, what makes sex tantric? And what can you do to invite more of a tantric experience into the bedroom, into a pleasure practice, into a moment with a beloved? Because for me, really dropping into tantric intimacy and tantric sex has completely changed the way that I relate to sexuality. It has fucking blown it out the water to so much more than I ever thought I could experience inside my own body. It is this oneness with the divine. It is having a deep, deep experience of pleasure and presence and sacredness with the way that you meet your body. There is a temple that happens, a temple of liberation that exists as we move into tantric sex practice. And it's a really beautiful path to awakening the dormant energies of Kundalini inside of our body, of that life force energy. And when we're really moving into tantric sex, we're actually accessing the energy channels, the chakras of the body. We're opening those up, we're removing any stagnant energies from the system. We're using our breath, we're using awareness, we're using presence. And we're moving into a space where we're feeling more open inside the vessel, the human body, and becoming the embodiment of pleasure, becoming the embodiment of those energetics. So how to have tantric sex. The codes that I'll be sharing with you today are based on intention, breath, presence, awareness, embodiment, puja or worship, seeing your beloved as God, goddess, and the mastery of your sexual energy. So we'll go through these. So intention is setting the space. It is creating a space that is in honor of the practice that you're about to be dropping into. It is lighting a candle, lighting incense. It's setting a space energetically to hold the essence of that practice, to hold the essence of that ritual, right? So just like any ritual, you see that we often set the space by creating a mandala, or we are choosing to play a beautiful playlist that really supports like medicine music, or we're choosing to create a space of silence to open up the space, right? Intention is really deeply important because it's the very beginning code of that ritual. And when we are choosing to create a beautiful space to really drop into, it actually not only helps our nervous system relax and be present and grounded in this space, but we're also making room for the sacred, right? We're saying this is a practice that is worthy of giving space to be fully present with an intention. And for example, I love to set up any of my rituals or any of my solo sex dates or coupled sex dates with candles. So lighting a candle, doing some prayer at my altar. I will have the space set in a way that feels comfortable to me. And I'll open up with an intention and maybe like a spray as well that has essential oils or crystals infused into it. So my intention may be to experience deep, deep liberation in my sexuality, or to experience a deepened connection of love with my beloved, or to have myself meet God through this sexual experience and through this intimacy, or to have my body cracked open to pleasure and feel pleasure purify my vessel and my body. So the first is intention. The second is breath. Our breath brings us into the body. Without breath, we're very much disconnected from our bodies, and it's quite easy to disrupt the energy flow of the body as well without the breath. So breath is like the point of consciousness that moves through us. It is allowing prana to move through us and life force energy to then be circulated through us. Without the breath, energy doesn't necessarily have as much as a vehicle to flow through. breath is one of those key points that allows energy to move in a certain direction and to open up the vessel to experience deeper states of openness, of love, of receptivity, of presence, and of pleasure. Our breath helps unlock not only that, but our nervous system, right? How we respond to each and every moment. If we have a dysregulated nervous system, oftentimes we'll see that it manifests as anxiety or panic or stress or freeze. And in all those moments, what do you notice happens to the body? The breath closes the fuck down. It gets shallow. It becomes stuck and stagnant. It may get hyperventilated. So that is kind of what happens when we're in this dysregulated state. And you can see that viscerally happen in the breath. You can feel that in the breath. If you've ever had like a real stressful day and you then drop into your breath, you may notice that it's super shallow. And it's basically like a, you know, like as if you'd been running on a hamster wheel all day, or if you've just done a big like hike somewhere and you've been running somewhere. So the breath really is this mirror reflection to how rested our body is, how receptive it is, because without the nervous system being fully relaxed and open and feeling safe, then the likelihood of us fully receiving and entering into those ecstatic states can be a lot less, and especially the rested states of ecstasy. So breath is another code to unlocking a space where tantric sex is more integrated and has that potential to take us really deep into the God state. The next is presence. Presence is all about being here and now, being present with what is, being present with your body, being present with your lover's body, with their cock, with their yoni, being present with the touch, like every last little bit of touch that you feel, even the wind and the air on your skin. Presence is what allows you to feel deeply. Without presence, we often walk through life numb and disconnected to what truly is. So your presence is the gateway into the divine moving through you and meeting you. It is the gateway into feeling. Your presence is the gateway also into deep intimacy. Right. If you've ever noticed, you're maybe with a lover and you can feel when their presence sways, right? For example, what happened even just recently the other day, I noticed that I had a beloved and he had some things on his mind, and I could notice, you know, when his eyes would dart and when his presence would also sway energetically from, you know, being in the space with us. And I could notice that he was slightly distracted, and he is often present most times, and we're all human beings and we move with the waves of life, and it's almost impossible to just be 100% present all the time. It is a continual practice, and even myself, I'm not 100% present all the time. However, there are times and there are ways that we can build presence to be more present than it is not present. So one of the most beautiful pathways with presence is that when you're fully present in the now, you're no longer focused on the end goal. And one of the things that really makes tantric sex this deep, immersive, delicious, sacredly intoxicating experience is the depth to which we are present in the moment. And we're no longer chasing that orgasm. We're no longer chasing the climax. We're actually choosing to be fully present with what is in the moment, meaning we have more presence to give to our lover and to our own body. And they can feel that, right? We're affecting our lovers in every single moment. And when we're fully present, they can feel that love moving through us. And it is one of the most nurturing things for our nervous systems and our bodies to experience. It's where we can feel our emotions and our body the deepest. It's where we can attune to our lovers' emotions and their sensations and how they're moving with their energy and their erotic energy. How are they feeling in the sexual moment? Presence is fucking king. Presence is queen. And we love that. We love, love, love presence. So the next one is awareness. Awareness is basically just being aware of the space that you're in, being aware of your lover's body, being aware of touch, being aware of how your touch is affecting the other person, maybe being aware of, you know, what that person's needs are, or what they've consented to, or what their boundaries are in a sexual moment. Awareness can look like the awareness to how you bring yourself to the space. You know, how are you affecting them, their turn on, how are they affecting you? And without awareness, we don't often notice the moments of contraction or the moments where there is maybe a little bit less of a connection in terms of our erotic energy, or in terms of our union with another, or even the connection that we just have to our own body during a self-pleasure practice. So without awareness, we can be quite unconscious, and we can often fly off into la-la land. Right. For example, before I started cultivating a self-pleasure practice with myself that was purely based in being present inside the body, and that means no fantasies, so no running away into the mind or what could be or things that have been memories for me, and no longer needing to retract into the mind space to get turned on, to feel stimulated, to pull from there, but to instead bring all of my awareness and my presence into my body, to what currently is, to the pleasure that she's feeling, to the subtlety when I stroke my finger over my lip and over my neck and over the lips of my vulva, and to just fully feel that. And what I found from cultivating my awareness is that the sensitivity I brought to my body not only awakened her to feeling completely fucking loved and adored and really respected in the way that I touched her, and allowing my eros to then have this deeper channel to move through my body and to have this deeper sensitivity to come through, but also the way that I touched a lover was different. The way that I was aware of a lover's body was different. And how I was able to meet them sexually, how I was able to worship their cock was completely different because of the level of awareness I had cultivated inside myself. So same with kind of like meditation, right? Our awareness is the thing that keeps us in the moment, that keeps us really focusing on our breath and allows us to see when we kind of stray from the moment. And there's a real beauty in not judging, you know, when we move away from the present moment, when we've kind of dropped our breath, when we've become a little bit unconscious with how we're affecting our lover, or, you know, if we've become a little bit unconscious with how we're touching their body sexually. It's just to notice, to accept that and be like, okay, cool. I noticed that. I see you. Now I know where to reorient my presence and my love and how to bring deeper awareness to the space. And the next one is embodiment. So the embodiment, and this includes the senses, right? The embodiment of our senses being really connected to our senses, meaning our sight, our taste, our touch, our hearing, scent, and really allowing ourselves to sink into that. So there is a real beauty in being connected to the senses, because this is a vehicle in which pleasure flows. The earthly senses, right? So the senses that are connected to the earth plane, that are connected to the physical, is a vehicle in which spirit, in which God and the divine moves through us and awakens us. If we cannot smell the delicious scent of a rose, how can we feel the beauty of life through that rose? If we cannot see the beauty of our beloved through our eyes, how can we really connect to them on a deep level? If we cannot feel the essence of our skin, right? If you cannot feel how delicious your skin feels when you slowly touch it, then you cannot feel the divine through your body. So the senses are this really beautiful vehicle for God and the divine to awaken us. And embodiment through the senses is also a really delicious one, because when we're fully inhabited in the body, when we're living, breathing the experience of pleasure, of eros, of the erotic, we are fully inhabited by that energy. We are one with that energy. We're no longer separate. We are the erotic, right? We are the pleasure. And it's from that space in which we can build a deep trust with that of which we experience, and really immerse ourselves in the fullness of that experience. So we really get to savor every last drop, to lick down every last piece of that energy, and to really have that awaken us into our truth. It allows you to connect deeper to your beloved, to feel more in the body, because without embodiment and being inside the body, we're only essentially in the thinking or the logic or the irrational, and we reject the mystical essence of the body and the feminine. The body is this beautiful, beautiful gateway to life. And I really believe that instead of ascending, right, one of the deep codes of awakening is the fucking descent, right? The deep, dirty, gritty, earthy, wild, primal fucking descent into the body. And especially for the feminine, this is where our magic lives. This is where we can really awaken to the power of our root chakra and the power of the cycles and the seasons of Mother Earth, and how actually the womb and our blood and our bleed, our moon cycle, is in mirror to those cycles, how we actually line up with the moon when we bleed. And this descent into the body can teach you so much, because not only does our trauma and habitual states of being and programs live in the body and in the subconscious, right? But so does our connection to the divine. So does our connection to God. So embodiment really awakens us to experiencing the full spectrum. And this being an essence of tantric sex really allows us to be fully in the body as we lick, as we fuck, as we experience kink, or even as we play with BDSM. As we journey into the shadows of our sexuality, and as we journey into the light of our sexuality. So embodiment is one of those gateways that is so potent, has been such a big life-changing thing for my own self, because it has taught me how to be deeply inside myself rather than dissociating, running, freezing away, and really neglecting what is available and the ecstasy that's available inside this body of mine. It has taught me how to love deeper, how to feel deeper, how to experience the ecstasy of orgasm on a completely new level, which I never had known was existed to me. And without the embodiment of pleasure, living that, I would not be half the woman that I am today. I would not be half as expressed. I would not feel half as safe in my body. So embodiment. The next one is worship. So worship in tantric sex is a really beautiful way to see your beloved as God, goddess. And if this doesn't quite make sense to you, you can envision that you see your partner as an aspect of the divine, right? As being purely divine, purely beautiful, and purely of reverence and honor, right? Someone that you honor, someone that is worth honoring, that is innocently sacred. And when we start to see our lovers as God, goddess, we actually see them for the purity that they truly are at the core, without the thinking mind, without our ego saying like, oh, but they did that last week. And like, you know, thinking about 6 years ago when he did that thing or she said that thing. There's a real beauty in seeing your beloved as the divine. And this isn't to bypass, right, the humanness or things that they may have done that may have hurt you, because we're all human, and our feelings, our emotions, our traumas, our experiences, they're all valid. They're all valid and they're all beautiful. However, we heal so much when we choose to see them as the divine, because if we cannot see the divine in another, then we are truly in, I would say, blindness of what the divine is, because God is in everything. God is in you. God is in me. God is in my rabbit tofu that is next to me. God is in the ocean. Goddess is in the ocean. Goddess is in the earth. And once we all start to see that God runs through everything, and God does not need to be somewhere that we attain or reach, but instead God is right here in the right now. And this is a very classical tantric teaching, is that God is already here. You do not have to get there. Unlike a lot of theological, philosophical teachings, right, which teach you that God is outside of yourself, or God is only when you get to heaven and then you reach that space of, you know, enlightenment, or you know, God is someone in the sky that you have to obey to. Tantra teaches us that God is already here in the moment. Goddess is already here in the moment. So seeing your partner as divine and worshiping means to truly be present with your partner's body, to truly be present with your own body, right? To worship your own body. So when we worship another, one of the beautiful things that I love to teach women is cock worship. And there's also pussy worship. And this is the practice of being completely, utterly present with your lover's cock or your lover's pussy and going into a ritual where you're truly honoring their sex center and you're being fully present. There are things such as like speaking loving words, doing various tantric massages, and really creating a space where we are worshiping the pussy, we are worshiping cock. And I actually did a recent podcast on this. Actually not too recent. That one would have been maybe last year. That would be down on the podcast further in the earlier episodes. If you want to go check that out, I'll also tag it in the show notes for you to find for easy access. So the last point is mastery of sexual energy. And this is allowing ourselves to be deeply present with our sexual energy, aware of how sexual energy moves through the body, choosing to get sensitive to your sexual energy, and then moving it through the body into the cosmos in a way that is in support of refining that sexual energy and amplifying that sexual energy for its creative divine potential and power. So for example, moving sexual energy, and I just want to give an example, right? So in terms of desire and turn on and arousal, you can think of sexual energy as that like real, kind of almost like this real horny energy that you get in between your thighs, and you'll kind of feel it as like a build up, right? It'll be like, oh, I feel turned on here, and you can feel it quite literally in your yoni. At that time, that is where your sexual energy is directed. For men, they may feel it deep in their cock. And this is often when we find that we ejaculate outwards, that sexual energy is then going outwards. For example, if you're someone with a cock. So sexual energy can either be directed outwards, right? We can either, you know, leak it out through our bodies, or we can actually choose to circulate it upwards through our bodies into our higher centers. And, you know, back down into our root. We can choose to circulate the energy in a way in which it gets refined and moves through the various energy centers of the body, then using it to amplify and empower those centers. So sexual energy can be used as creative energy. It can be used as fuel for your purpose. It can be used as fuel for your radiance. The more we circulate it through the body, because it's such a creative life force power, instead of just going out, right, as we orgasm or as we ejaculate, we're actually moving it up through the body, and then it's going into the world around us. And there is a deep medicine within that. And one thing I love about working with energy is that it doesn't only exist in the subtle realm, it also exists in the bodily realms, and they exist together. So when we're working with circulating energy, it's not just affecting how it moves through our body, but it's actually affecting how it moves through our entire field. Meaning that, for example, when I started working with a lot of circulating my sexual energy and becoming attuned to like the subtleties of where it was inside my body, where it was inside of a lover's body, I could feel and sense intuitively where energy was moving. I had like a deepened sense to be able to feel that. It also affected my magnetism. Right, so what I was attracting in my life, the experiences that were aligning with me, and what I would receive from the external world was a reflection of that. So oftentimes I would, you know, be given free gifts a lot, just randomly, like I'd be walking in the middle of, I don't know, the street, or it would be like the market, and I still to this day get gifted really beautiful things from strangers, and there's a level of magnetism that comes through that vehicle of moving sexual energy through our body. And it really aligns us to that higher field of love, essentially, and abundance and prosperity. And what I'd also love to share around the part where sensing into a partner's body, into how sexual energy is moving, you're able to then see where it kind of is, right? And where it kind of gets stuck. And there is a beautiful gift to this because we can actually give partners an experience where if their energy is blocked or it's stuck, you can actually move that through their body, or you can notice a place that needs more nurture, that might need more love, that might need more love, that might need more sensitive loving to actually help coax that blocks and allow the sexual energy to move through and flow through. So the last pillar of that and the last code of tantric sex is really working with that sexual energy, moving it through the body, becoming deeply sensitive to how that energy moves inside of you. And for anyone that's listening that might not quite understand it, you can kind of understand energy as, well, for example, have you ever been in a moment in relationship where the energy is shifted inside the room, right? Something doesn't feel right. You can feel that something's off, and you can feel it maybe in your partner or even in yourself. And either one of you may notice that, or you may feel that. That's kind of an example of something that you can't really see, but you can sense, because energy does exist in the subtle realms as much as it does inside the body. And that brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you all loved it. And if you've been loving this podcast or enjoyed the episode, feel free to leave a review on the iTunes page or on Spotify. If you'd love to receive a free gift, I can send you something pretty delicious if you'd love to send a screenshot of your review to my email, which will be in the show notes, and you can receive that free gift to your inbox. And to give you a hint, it is a practice in which you can drop into your body and out of your mind to experience deep pleasure and deep sensuality, which every woman has a right to inside her body. And for the devoted woman who is ready to take this work further and really step into her highest liberated self through the erotic temple arts, through tantra and through somatic embodiment, I have various temple immersions available in mentorships. For the woman who is ready. In these practices, we really delve into unraveling your feminine body, into unraveling yourself, into experiencing more of who you are, more of your fullness, more of your voice, more of your pleasure, more of your pussy, to really come back to the original template and blueprint of your erotic ecstasy and your deep embodied sensitivity to this life. These immersions are intuitively guided, and they are a deep dive into reclaiming the feminine and reclaiming body sovereignty and power. They are really juicy, and they will really take you on a ride into your hottest, erotic, wet, messy, delicious self, unleashing all parts of the feminine, because she is not just subtle and nice, she is also fiercely loving and deeply ferocious when she is embodied. There is a deep aspect to healing her through our sexuality, and that is what these temple immersions have been designed for in these mentorships. So if any of that calls for you, if you feel a rumble in your belly or a pulse in your pussy and you're wanting to soften into the space and really create a magnetic, thriving relationship with your body and your sexuality and your feminine energy, then drop into my DMs or send me an email. I would absolutely love to feel you and see if we are a match for each other. So until next time, I'll see you on the next episode.